It's All About Food with Karen Hartglass, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Karen Hartglass, and this is It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me today on October 20th. We are live, and I love to hear from you about anything food-related. You can send me an email at info@realmeals.org anytime during the show or during the week, and we do take calls at 1-888-874-4888. So it's autumn. The leaves are changing here. It's really beautiful. I like the change in seasons because it's a good opportunity to make changes. It's always like a new beginning, an end of something and a beginning of something else. And I also like to eat with the seasons. I find it's more interesting that way. I know that especially in New York and all around the United States, we have so much abundance when it comes to food, and we really can have access to all kinds of food from all over the world. But I like paying attention to the seasons and buying food that is as local as I can get it. And right about now, some of my favorite foods are in season. I can't get enough of a fresh, crisp, tart apple. And I just had one. And there are so many different kinds, and I really find they hit the spot. So I welcome you to think about all the foods that are in season now and incorporate them in your lives. The plant foods, of course, the squashes and the pears and apples. Really, really good. So today we're going to talk about something that I hope will really inspire you on your journey and on your path of health and longevity and feeling good and having lots of energy. I love to talk to people who walk the walk. I love to talk to people who have discovered what really works for them in their life and are so excited about it that they can't stop themselves but share all of this valuable information with people because it just feels so good. We're going to be talking with Debbie Merrill today, and she is the Rolling Raw Vegan Guru. She's a host of her own popular TV show along with a diet program called Raw Foods on the Roll, Getting America Healthy. And she's teaching people how to eat less and live more every day and for the rest of their lives. She's been a vegetarian for over 25 years and a raw fooder for over 10 years. And she's teaching people her secrets on how to look and feel amazing. Debbie's Raw Foods on the Roll program is designed around the consumption of food while in its natural state. And as she is teaching the world that there are amazing raw food substitutes for all food, even meat. She's educating people on how the nutritional content of food changes once you cook it and how after food reaches a certain temperature, a lot of the nutritional value is lost. Raw Foods on the Roll is about eating to look and feel great. The program not only aids in weight loss and improves one energy, but can also help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. And she's the author of The Raw Truth to the Fountain of Youth. There's a whole lot more about Debbie that we're going to be talking about. I just want to welcome her right now. Debbie, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Hi. This is Debbie Merrill, your veggie vegan diva. In the world of veggie vegan fever, so catch it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being here. Thank your audience. I'm glad I'm here. And thank you for helping me spread the message, not the mess. I'm so grateful to my raw food diet, and I'm so grateful to the universe for giving me my raw food diet and Mother Nature. How are you?
I'm feeling good today.
Good, good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm calling from rainy Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're calling me.
I'm calling from, I'm in a cool autumn in New York.
Oh, well, that's my hometown.
Well, you know, I was going to mention that. We have a lot to talk about in this hour. I hope we get to it. But I was just, I have not read your entire book, but I have a brief portion of it. And I.
Well, it's 450 pages. Why not?
Yeah.
You should be able to read that overnight. You know, I had a lot to say for 29 years, correction, as a vegan, and 19 as a raw fooder.
Oh,
not
wow.
Not I'm bragging. Just to say that once you get on it, you know, I really believe once a mind stretched to a new idea, you can never go back to its original form. And I don't think we have a health crisis. I think we have an idea crisis, which is why I wrote the book, because I felt that my book was an idea of inspiration, motivation, and education to help people understand that there is another way that they can change their behaviors towards a healthier lifestyle. That's why I created the Raw and the Roll system, and that's why I wrote the book as sort of a dedication back to the planet, because I lost both parents to eating-related diseases.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and my book, I really believe that it helps people discover what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause what works for some doesn't work for all, and the only way they can fully grasp things is to put them into action, you know, learn principles that I share in the book, because all I really believe people need is an open mind and willingness. I mean, that's the key to unlock any door with anything, sports, business, goals, your diet, health and fitness regime. And they can stretch themselves by embracing many of the things I talk about in the book. I have little Merrillisms, I call them, and sidebars to the raw bar, notes, quotes, tips and tricks, and, of course, my food plan and the system.
Well, I think you brought up something really important, and that is that what we eat and our diet, our approach to it, is the same with our approach to everything we do in life.
Mm-hmm,
it's
exactly.
All connected, and certainly if we have emotional issues, I think you touch on that as well. We certainly can have weight issues and food issues.
Well, the way we do anything is the way we do everything. I mean, in my book, I came in here strictly, this is funny, for the vanity.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to look good, be thin, jump higher.
You're not the only one.
But I stayed for the sanity and now for humanity,
mm-hmm.
which is funny. But I came in because I was a figure skater who didn't have a good figure. I had acne. I mean, let me tell you about a couple of things I had. I know none of us are getting out of here alive, okay? I know I'm going to die.
Right.
And I know I lost both parents, but that was a barometer for me. But living the raw lifestyle and choosing this fountain of youth, I call it, food plan, actually made me become a self-healer. And I overcame the illnesses I struggled my entire life, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
I had hepatitis A from raw oysters food.
Wow.
I had osteopenia, stress fractures in my legs, which I'm still recovering from as an athletic injury.
Mm-hmm.
Irritable bowel, chronic constipation, bloating, gas, hormone problems, low blood sugar, acne, candida, anemia.
Oh, gosh,
horrible.
You just check all the boxes on the medical form.
Yeah, horrible eating habits, emotional eating, overeating, mm-hmm. compulsive overeating, addiction to sugar, flour, white coffee, preservatives, caffeine, alcohol, cigarettes, prescription drugs. Can anybody relate to any of that?
Oh, I'm
there?
Sure most people can. But the question is, how did? When was the veil lifted? How did you see the light?
Pledge to go veg, honey. When I became a vegetarian because I got hepatitis, I was stuck in bed and the doctor said, don't eat any animals right now. Cut out the alcohol and cut your fat. Now, why did they wait till you get sick? The same with my mom when she got cancer.
Yeah.
Not that I, you know, I have doctors in my family. I love them. They're people, too. They're children of the universe. But sometimes the information, my intuition doesn't agree with, nor my body. So I chose to go vegetarian during my hepatitis, and I never felt better.
Well, you know, you were lucky your doctor even told you that. I'm sure there are many doctors that don't even go that far.
No, it was a miracle, and that's why I say, you know, if you want to be a sometimes I forget what I say, Karen. I say so much.
Oh, I know.
If you don't believe in miracles, come and be one. You know, try it one day at a time. This is a process. It's not an event. Everybody wants everything in sitcom timing today. You know, put it in a microwave. Give it to me instantly.
Yep.
But
it's
you
a
have
process.
To be patient or we'll be a patient. And, you know, the raw lifestyle for me, it brought me from physical to spiritual, from non-belief to belief. I started believing, wow, this could work. From disconnection of myself, because disease is disorder in the body. There's a lack of order. Something's wrong, emotional, physical, spiritual. It's not just what we eat. It brought me from uninspired to inspired, from lack of knowledge to intuition, from being dead to being alive. I mean, I actually turned adversity into assets and no fulfillment in my life to high fulfillment, because these are the things we eat over. You know, these are the things we get sick over, and emotions create disease. It's not the other way around. And lack of expression equals depression. I mean, so much is related to our feelings and our emotions, not just to what we eat. If you go back years ago, I listened to Louise Hay.
She believes
that all emotions are, all diseases from our emotions.
Yes.
You know, we got to do what we love and love what we do, and I'm doing that today. And we got to enjoy vim, vigor, and vitality. And I really believe by eating a raw diet and a vegan diet, or not, if you can't go raw, just eat less animal protein and you'll live more. Like if you have a big steak, cut it in half. Have a salad with it. Eat fruit for a dessert. You know, get out and walk around the block. Exercise is very important.
There's so much that we can do, and the first thing is to just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people, most people don't pay attention. They're hungry, they put whatever is in front of them in their mouth,
yeah,
and don't even think about it. But I wanted to get back to the beginning. So
mm-hmm.
We are both from Yonkers.
No.
And probably around the same time period.
Oh, you don't understand. Where there's clean air, there's nothing happening. This is a town where there is nothing happening. How did we both come from Yonkers?
I don't know, but I was reading about that, and I thought, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was born in Lawrence Hospital, and we lived on Bronx River Road.
Oh, I went to Roosevelt High School.
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up on Long Island, but I was born around Yonkers.
I did a lot of skating in Twin Rinks and Roslyn.
Oh, sure.
I actually met someone last night who was in Palm Springs who was from Yonkers.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a big place. A lot of people have come from there.
Well, John Boyd's from Yonkers.
There we go.
And Lost in Yonkers, the famous play. And a couple of the people at in The Sopranos are from Yonkers, so I'm honored.
Yes, and I was reading that you also knew Dr. Joel Fuhrman as a skater.
Dr. Joel Fuhrman and I trained at Riverdale Rink every morning at 4:30 in the morning, and Murray's skating rink right on the freeway there, for over 15 years. His mom and my mom were best friends, him and his sister Gail. I was 12 and he was like 14. And now I walk into Whole Foods and his videos are playing, and we're both in the same movement. Can
That's
you
right.
Believe it?
He's my favorite doctor and a friend.
We were spinning and jumping our way to health, and we didn't know it. His dad used to drive me to the rink at 4:30, and they used to eat cottage cheese and peaches, with yogurt. And I would look at these people, and I'd be having my Twizzlers after a two-hour workout at 6 a.m., you know, and then going to school, and then after that eating Cheez-Its and yogurt. And I think, how do these people jump in the air and eat this food? And his dad was a strict vegetarian.
Yeah.
And everybody in the rink would say, how do these kids, you know, sustain their energy and their muscle tone? And they became national champions.
Right.
With eating a vegan diet. And I used to watch them. And then I would go home at 14 and 15 and tell my mother, I want to eat yogurt today. And I slowly became, naturally, no one told me this, a vegetarian. My mom would slap my hand because I would eat carrots before they were cooked. I would eat all food before it was cooked. I never wanted to eat anything once it was cooked, even meat. Like, I used to eat raw chopped meat.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about raw food that I liked. Raw pancake batter, raw cookie dough. Everything was always raw.
Right.
So I really believe, I was born naturally a vegetarian and raw. It's just that society changed me, and my parents, they didn't know any better. They just gave me what their parents gave them. You know, they passed it on. But remember I said, when you eat a vegan plant-based diet, you go from knowledge to intuition?
Yes, I like that.
I intuitively knew how to handle situations that used to baffle me. I think as a kid, I intuitively knew. And, you know, I love the expression, food is life, because people always ask me, well, what is raw?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you speak of raw food, it's true. You know, raw is exactly that. It's raw, natural state of vitamins, nutrition, value. It's oxygen, it's water, it's the life force, because cooking kills. Yes, it kills bacteria, it kills disease, but it also destroys the spirit of the food, the force and the enzymes. So when I eat cooked food, I'm actually essentially eating dead food. It's food that doesn't contain oxygen, water, enzymes, and live energy. And the energy and spirit of the food is gone. There's no life. So when I consume raw, I literally eat life. The vitality of the food is present, and it's love and spirit and high vibration. remain intact, which is why raw food is so completely nourishing. And it feeds my brain, my body, my cells, as well as my soul. That's why I call it soul food. People always say, Debbie, you have so much energy and life force. Well, I don't tell them what to eat, but eventually I try to get into it because I don't want to be a dictator.
Yes.
So when they ask me, I'll tell them. And then when they say, well, I eat meat, I say, well, just don't blow cigarettes in my face. I don't care, you know, what you eat. I do care, but if you want my opinion, I'll give it to you. But I don't like to force things down people's throat, you know, literally speaking.
Okay. Now, there's more and more people are talking about raw food diets. The word vegan is more mainstream than it's ever been. Bill Clinton is talking about vegan and eating a vegan diet.
And look at him now. He's lost weight.
You know, I never really thought he was that good looking, but now that he's on this vegan diet, he's looking cute.
Well, let's get healthy, America. I mean, we need people like Bill Clinton and Mrs. Obama to tell America that we can get our power, our health, our beauty, our brilliance, and our vibrance back by being healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we want peace on the planet, we have to have peace on our plate and peace in our soul. And I really believe we'll have a more peaceful planet if we get healthy. I think Washington is just constipated. Excuse me. But, you know, when you don't go to the bathroom, you're angry, you're irritable, you're discontent, you're restless. I know I am.
Yes.
And when you're having, you know, martini cocktails and steak and french fries every day for business lunches, I mean, how can people feel good in their brain and in their soul and have a compassionate lifestyle? Because, you know, eating a plant-based diet is compassionate living. It's
okay,
love for one another and our planet and the animals and our environment.
One of the reasons why we're so off base with what we're eating is because people are always looking for things that they can make a profit off of, and so all these foods are processed and recreated and reformed and put in a box and sold. And this is happening, too, with food that we call vegan and food that we call raw. There's all kinds of raw packaged foods now, and there's a number of different kinds of raw food cuisines.
Yes.
So what are you of a particular kind? Do you have a preference to the foods you eat?
Call me Cafe Honda. I drive a Honda. I take everything with me. I put everything in glass jars and Tupperware, and I go, and I let my teeth be the first to cut nature's food. I'm not a girl that likes to stay home. Not that I'm putting, you people that love to cook and uncook and eat your food without fire and stay home and dehydrate your crackers and make raw pizza. I have a fabulous raw pizza pizzazz in my book and my raw and the raw hummus. I love all that. But once I got raw and I got healthy and I lost weight, I want to get out in the world and live and spend time in nature, and that's why I called it Raw on the Roll, my TV show. I want to move my body. I'm lighter. I'm leaner. I want to be out in the sun. That's why I moved to California and left Yonkers. I wanted to be in nature, you know?
Yeah.
So I like to keep it simple, and they say kiss means keep it simple, stupid. So I eat my food just like it is, and I also ate a lot of the superfoods, which I choose. You know, this is my opinion only. I'll do spirulina, wheatgrass. I do some maca. I do a lot of the sea vegetables. I do coconut butter, some goji berries, hemp seeds, hemp powder, the nut butters, flax seeds, fruits, vegetables, sprouted nuts, seeds, and grains, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow I may have some raw dairy. I don't know, you know, but this is what I do for today, 19 years, you know, because our bodies change, and I'm over the hill, but I'm picking up speed, Karen, because I keep on rolling.
Well, I've seen some of your pictures, and you look pretty good.
Thank you.
You look more than pretty good. You're really fit and fabulous.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. But that's what I do. I try to keep it simple because I know if it's work, I won't do it. It's like people with exercise. You know, I said, like, people don't like to exercise. They forget that exercise is one of the keys to staying healthy as well.
Well, people really should be eating a lot of raw food. At least 50% of the diet should be raw, whole plant foods. And it's so easy to do. That's the thing. Like you said, you just put this food in your car. It's just apples and bananas and oranges. It doesn't even have to be exotic.
No, people say it's too much work. I can't do it. I said, can you peel a banana?
Exactly. It's not that hard.
It's raw food.
And
cooked food takes your money fast.
And then they'll say, but I don't get full. So eat more.
Well, if you don't get food full, you know, maybe more sprouted grains, more fat, avocados,
sure.
coconut butter, olives.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know olives? I mean, listen to this. I have a little thing. Why eat olives? Olives have more minerals than any other fruit. They have more calcium, so women with calcium deficiency, and I'm one, than any other fruit. They're high in magnesium, which is one of the lowest elements in the American diet, in the SAD American diet, called standard, it's SAD.
Yes.
We lack magnesium. Cacao, I know some people are against it, but a little bit, you know, your thumb size. If you eat more than how many inches of your thumb, you're eating too much. That's enough.
Mm.
Your thumb size of cacao. Olives are alkaline. You know, we're so acidic, so we want to be more alkaline. They're alkaline. I mean, just eating things like olives are high in A and E.
Celery.
Chomping
on celery, that's full of minerals.
I go through, do you know how much I go through a stalk of celery a day?
Mm-hmm.
Celery, bok choy, rhubarb, they look like our bones. So a lot of foods are shaped like our bones, and these foods specially target bone strength. They're about 23% sodium, and if you don't have enough sodium in your diet, eat celery. They represent bone. Avocados.
Right.
Eggplant.
Oh,
hairs.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
They're the function of the womb, the cervix of the female.
So the thing is, you can just take a canvas bag, put in some apples, bananas, avocado, what did we just talk about, celery, tomatoes, and you don't even have to wrap them in anything. They all practically come in their own packaging, and bring them to work and chomp on them all day, and you'll be doing yourself a favor.
Walnuts, you can, you know, get them raw.
Mm-hmm.
Soak your nuts, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to if you can't. Like when I travel abroad, sometimes I can't soak them, so I'll eat them like that. It's better to eat them than not eat them because you have to soak them. When I went to Brazil, which is where I went raw in Rio, I have a chapter in my book called Raw in Rio.
Mm.
I didn't want to drink caipirinhas, which is the alcohol, and eat chouriços, so I became a fruitarian for a month, and I just ate fruit and leaves. And, where was I going with this?
That's where you went raw?
That's where I went raw. Back up a second. Oh, I just lived on the fruit.
Yeah.
And, oh, I brought lentils. The orange lentils sprout in a coffee cup. So
ooh.
In my hotel room, I would put the lentils in a coffee cup in water, and they sprout in a half an hour.
Yeah.
Guys, so you don't even have to wait overnight. I'd put them in there, and that would be my protein every day was orange sprouted lentils. And I took them with me from the States.
That's brilliant.
Because I couldn't find them there. So whenever you travel, find simple foods that are workable that you can travel with, like spirulina I take with me, maca I take with me, oranges and apples you can get anywhere, figs, I mean, they're in season right now. Eat foods that are in season, fresh, ripe, and whole and raw. I mean, you don't want to eat kiwi from New Zealand in the middle of winter that you have to pay $3 for.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably shipped frozen, and by the time it gets here, it's not even ripe. So support your farmers' markets, eat fruits in season, and you can't go wrong. I mean, figs, they're full of seeds, and they hang in twos, so you understand they help the male sperm increase the numbers of sperm. So if you look at a lot of food, it will help male to overcome sterility. If you look at a lot of foods, it represents body parts.
Right.
Even sweet potatoes are like the pancreas, and they actually balance the glycemic index of diabetics. So there's so many things we can do out there. You just have to educate, get the motivation, inspiration, and education that you need to transition your behavior towards a healthy lifestyle. Read my book. That's what I did. I wrote it.
Is that the answer? Because a lot of people, they're very polluted. They don't feel well. They don't have energy. They're dragging themselves to work. They're dragging themselves through the day. They've got kids to take care of and cleaning the house and all kinds of things. And they just don't have the energy to get started. It just seems so overwhelming.
Karen, this is why I keep saying this, probably because I'm a skater and a dancer. Exercise. You can't just eat and then expect to have all the energy in the world. You've got to move your body. I had the five keys to my raw and roll system. That's one, eating a plant-based diet, raw in particularly, spending time in the good outdoors, moving your body an hour every day, expressing yourself creatively, and connecting yourself to a higher force. Those are the keys to a fit body, a healthy mind, and a happy spirit. And people ask me how I did it. That's how I did it. You know, it's like peeling the onion. It's a philosophy. It's the cornerstone of every great achievement in life. You can't just you can't just get to the center of the onion. You have to peel it slowly, right?
Mm-hmm.
One layer at a time. So first add one raw meal a day to your diet. Walk around the block. Take up gardening. Get outside. Do a little meditation. Inch by inch, it's a cinch, and yard by yard, it's hard. Let go of your one cigarette today. Have one less cocktail. You have to start doing slow. You must peel one layer at a time to see what's underneath, to get to the cause and the core, allowing us to get each layer to make us stronger, to get to the one before, bringing us closer to who we really are, and find out why you're eating, why you're overweight. Get to the center of it. Get to the cause of it. Write, journal. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm lonely. Sometimes eating isn't because we're hungry.
Yeah.
It's because we're lonely. We're angry. We're tired. We're
Or we want to protect ourselves from all the things outside of us that we don't like. We build a whole wall around us, a literal wall of fat.
Yeah, we can't balance our life. Life is all about balance, right? Without hurting ourselves if we're imbalanced in that process.
We have
to do the groundwork.
Was there anyone in particular or a book you read that got you started, or did you figure this all out on your own?
Well, it's been a journey, and my journey wasn't always easy. Like I said, Louise Hay helped me.
Yeah, because when I got started, there really wasn't a lot of information. Certainly didn't have the internet when I was a teenager, and a lot of it I kind of started on my own, and then I looked for information once I was already on the path.
My girlfriend says, when you go on vacation, bring a fun book to read. Well, I don't like to read. I like to write, but I don't like to read. You know what I read? I read nutritional magazines.
Uh-huh.
I'm just hungry for this information, like reading turmeric helps with inflammation and all these new herbs that help with this, and shazandaberry and certain kinds of mushrooms. I like learning about this because I want to skate till 108, I want to have sex till I'm 109, and I want to die in my sleep. You know, I want to live long and healthy. I don't want to live like my dad died of Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom, here's a fact. I always like to keep facts in front of me. 85% of Americans are dying of hardening of the arteries, which is also called Alzheimer's. And heart disease, 685,000 people in America. Tobacco, 400,000. Alcohol abuse.
And these are all unnecessary, reversible, preventable.
Yeah, yes, Karen. And illegal drugs, 20,000. I mean, who would have thunk?
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm saying is I didn't want to die like that. I didn't want to be overweight like both parents. My whole family was overweight. They never moved their body. Vacuuming and cooking was my mother's form of exercise. And I was a figure skater, so go figure. I was supposed to, you know, win the Olympics, jump high and have a beautiful figure and stay fit. But I couldn't. I was compulsively overeating, and I was eating pasta and lasagna and cannolis and cheesecake, and then on the weekends I'd go eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. I didn't know how to stay healthy. So I would look at people, like I would turn on TV and watch Jack LaLanne or look at Joel Fuhrman, Jane Fonda, Peggy Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to, my intuition was, I got to follow these people and not my parents because they have what I want. Never listen to anybody who doesn't have what you want. So, folks, if I don't have what you want, don't listen to me. Take what you like and leave the rest, you know?
I think that's really, I like what you just said. Don't follow people that don't look like the way you want to look or have what you want to have.
Never listen to anybody that doesn't have what you want. Or, you know, like, take everything, you know, a little bit from each. Like,
there's nothing like
soup.
Going to a doctor who is overweight and is really pale and pasty looking and really looks unhealthy, and then this person is telling you how to get well.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people are saying, okay, she sounds great there, but how do you go raw? So I have in my book a whole chapter on the transition diet because we're giving out this great information, but people don't know how to do it. They need, you know, it's like exercise. You got to take them by the hand, put their clothes on, put the weights in their hands, say, okay, let's get up and let's get moving. So
I want to talk more about this transition because this is really essential for everyone, but we're going to take a little break. So can you stay with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
Thank you. are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
What will be the impact of the Tea Party on the upcoming midterm elections? Who are these Tea Partiers? Are they really only a bunch of right-wing rednecks? Listen in every Thursday night from 7 until 8 Eastern to A More Perfect Union as your host, Bill Thompson, gets the inside stories from actual Tea Party players. Call in with your comments and questions, challenge guests, or show support. A More Perfect Union, Thursday nights, 7 until 8, only on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, did you miss your favorite show? Don't worry, PRN has you covered. Just log on to ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com and go to the archive page where you can choose from any of our great programs. Listen or download shows from yesterday or even ones dating months back. The Progressive Radio Network, striving to make your lives easier.
This is Adam Kolker from the Brooklyn Jazz Underground. We're going to be hosting a weekly show every Tuesday at 5 p.m., focusing on sounds coming from the borough of Brooklyn. We'll be playing some new releases, doing live interviews, some live performances, maybe even venture out into music from some of the outer boroughs. Brooklyn Jazz Underground, Tuesday at 5, only on the Progressive Radio Network.
Progressive Radio Network, your premier progressive radio station.
Hi, I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Because it is all about food, health, wellness, our environment, how we treat all life on Earth. It's all related to the food we eat. And joining me today is Debbie Merrill. Hi, Debbie.
Hello, darling. We're back again for
yes.
Snack Attack. Huh?
And I want to really talk about the transition because
okay.
This is where everyone really gets tripped over.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, here's one of the keys to my transition. Green is a magical color. It's the color of money.
My favorite color, green.
Okay, mine's red and pink, but green became my favorite color in my diet. Let me tell you how I transitioned. It's a symbol of the environment, and as everyone knows, it's a green light. It means go. So the key for me to recovering my own health was by adding more greens in my diet.
Mm.
When I was a vegetarian, I ate a lot of sugar in the form of carrots, beets, wheat, fruit, starches like cooked rice, potatoes, pasta, rice cakes. I was famous for rice cakes. I had every different flavor. I used to make pizza with rice cakes, but it was all good.
Because they're like so low-calorie, one rice cake, you think that they're good for you, and then
well,
you eat
them. It's air food, but,
yeah.
But it gave me that crunch, but this was they were all angels. The rice cakes, the tofu, the nofu, which tofu I believe today is nofu, the kabocha squash, all that was a blessing. Why? It got me off the animals. That's
yeah.
why I call it the transition. But it all eventually turned to sugar. One day I did a cable show with this gentleman, Don Fitson, who I call the father of raw food, and I said, Don, I'm raw, but I'm still just not feeling well. He said, because you're eating all that starch. It just turns to sugar.
Mm.
And I was like, it does? You know, the sweet potatoes, the kabocha squash, the rice, it all was turning to sugar. So when I started eating the more green leafy vegetables, I was able to make that transition. And I began eating zucchini and celery and parsley, kale, collard greens, dandelion, cilantro. Now, those of you out there going, oh, my God, I give that to the plants. You know, just little bits. Get it in there. And then I would make things like kabocha squash casserole. I'd do kabocha squash with tofu, some brown rice. I'd cut up plantains. I'd put a little flaxseed oil on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me through dinner for 7 years.
Wow.
And for breakfast, I'd have a baked apple with tofu and some oat bran with a little flaxseed oil. That got me through another 7 years. So I had to find ways to eat a plant-based diet that was better than eating animals, but it still wasn't where I wasn't where I wanted to be, but I was a hell of a lot further than where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's what I'm telling people. Soy margarine. I would have baked sweet potatoes with soy margarine, some toasted coconut and sunflower seeds. But I was doing soy. I was doing coconut and sunflower seeds. I wasn't putting butter and having it with a steak. Do you know what I mean? I was transitioning and substituting.
Yeah, there's many, many foods out there today where you can do that.
substitution is the solution, not moderation, not deprivation. See, once I deprived myself, then I would go out and binge on cookies and ice cream.
Yeah.
So I had to find a way to recreate. Here's the secret. Recreate the foods you love in the cook world and find them in the raw, vegan, plant-based world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did, and that's helped me. And then I went, oh, my God, I was raw today, or I was vegan today, or I was vegetarian today. And then I said, let me try it another day. And then I got 2 days. And then I said, okay, I'll do 2 days a week, and then I'll eat animals 4 days. Then I did three and four. I made a contract with myself. Like in my book, I have a contract that you sign that you're going to do raw for the day, or I'm going to exercise an hour today, or I'm going to eliminate alcohol today. And I have these fabulous recipes in my book, Karen, like my new one, Decadent Coconut Mousse. I mean, when you have that, if you close your eyes and eat that, you'll feel like you're having, you know, Godiva chocolate with ice cream. And
there's no question that raw food desserts are the best. They're amazing.
I mean, I put macadamia nuts, cashews, coconut butter, some dates, vanilla powder, a little cinnamon, some coconut water, mix it up in a blender, and it's absolutely fabulous. When my dad was dying, I would give this stuff to him.
Mm.
He didn't even know the difference.
Yeah.
And he's a strict Italian. All pasta and the olives had to come from the garden, the tomatoes from the garden. He would tell my mother, this is canned. I'm not eating it. You know, he didn't know because you don't know. It tastes so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And my pizza, pizzazz, oh, my God, my favorite food in the whole world is pizza. And when I went raw, I couldn't eat pizza anymore when I became a vegetarian. So I learned how to make a vegan pizza with the rice cakes and the tofu and the sun-dried tomatoes in my toaster oven Murphy Bed studio in Manhattan. You know, I became a raw chef. I became a vegetarian chef. And everybody's a chef. You just make what you like.
That's
and then
right.
When I became raw, I made it raw. I mean, it's not rocket science here, like we talked about. It's just fresh, ripe, whole, raw, organic. Peel it, bite it, eat it, press it, pour it, ready to go.
You know, that's such an important point. It's not rocket science. And I know you said you like learning about foods, you like learning about nutrition, and I do too, but to a point, it can be dangerous, and a lot of people are very confused. They hear different sound bites on the radio and on television, and they read different things on the internet. They get really confused, and most people don't know squat about nutrition, and even those that are experts, we really have a long way to go in terms of understanding what's going on. There's so many different nutrients we haven't even identified.
And we'll always be learning, Karen. Life is about learning.
Yeah, but my point is we don't really have to understand any of it. It's so simple. Go to the Garden of Eden and just eat the fruits and vegetables
Garden
as
of
nature
Eden.
Intended. It's so simple. We don't have to be rocket scientists.
No, go to the Garden of Vegan, honey. Eat fruit, stay cute, and eating in the Garden of Vegan.
The Garden of Vegan, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I have to say to that? Read, 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 educate. Listen to shows like this, go to hear speakers that speak, that have what you want, and listen to facts. I mean, I hate to bring this into it. No, I don't. I like to bring this into it. I needed to learn this. And here's some facts. You know, cows start their abbreviated lives by being branded, suffering third-degree burns, castrated, and having their horns removed without any painkillers, and then you eat them. Mm. That's your dinner.
Yeah.
Milk and meat come from cows being fed other dead cows, animal cannibalism. Not grass. 80% of pigs have pneumonia. Veal calves are taken from their mothers at one day old, stuffed into small dark crates to live out their short lives, completely immobilized. They can't sit, lie down, or move, and malnourished before being slaughtered, and we eat those. I mean, I did some research on this. You know, take it to what you like. I believe in this. And this helped me let go. I went to a slaughterhouse.
Oh, gosh, I could not do that.
I squeezed it, and I watched the yellow pus come out. And I thought, this is what I'm eating, and I never ate chicken again.
Mm.
And salmon, they're starved for 10 days before death. Some people say some of the oil is good for you, so you should eat the whole flesh. I say an animal diet clogs the arteries, why a plant-based diet opens them and opens your heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some broccoli and my sprouted spirulina sprouted lentil salad and open your heart. It's better for your life to have a steak fries and a milkshake. I don't think so. That's a closed heart. It's called a heart attack. You know,
a lot of people say that they just want to eat what they want and they don't care if they live a long life.
Okay, well, that's their choice. Everybody's allowed to make choices. We have free choice.
That's right.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of amendment, freedom of petition, right to bear arms. Those are our freedoms in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose what you put in your mouth, but, you know, people are dying every day.
I think if people really believed that they could feel so much better and have a lot of energy, if they really believed it, they could do it. And I think belief is a big part of it, because more and more people are jumping on this, and that the momentum helps.
People respect celebrities. They want, oh my God, they're doing it, so I better do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eating a more raw food diet will definitely give you a fit body, a healthy mind, a happy spirit, and help us live disease-free or with less. Like I said, none of us are getting out of here alive, but while I'm vertical and upright, I'm going to make the best choices I can for what I know, and I'm always going to be learning. I need to live to eat, I need to eat to live, not live to eat. Like, food was the center of my life for so many years. I spent my life in the kitchen, in grocery stores, reading recipes, menus. That's all I ever did. But now I spend my life creating, having fun, being out with people,
and
exercising, moving my body. And I don't get sick. I haven't had a common cold in 29
mm-hmm.
years. I don't have allergies. I mean, I might break bones from skating.
Now you're always skating.
Yeah. The raw lifestyle is ubiquitous. You know, like we keep saying, we don't get healthy by just what we eat. There's a lot of other things you've got to do. And I said what the five I believe are: moving the body, having creativity, getting in the good outdoors, having a spiritual life, and surrounding ourselves with loving, conscious, committed people. You know, one of the funny things, I just want to back up for a second, Karen. Countries with the highest amount of meat eaters have the highest rate of heart disease and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny that, you know, we spend all this money treating the sick animals that we eat and feeding them. We spend more money on them than malnourished humans who are starving on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And we test all these animals. We spend more money testing them to treat them for the diseases that kill us in the first place, and then we eat them. Is that not the definition of insanity?
We are definitely living in I like to say, a B-grade sci-fi movie. None of it makes any sense.
Well, you have to make I need to make my own sense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to make my own choices. And I believe our farms are corporate graveyards.
Yep.
We spend so much money destroying our environment to feed, raise, and torture these animals that kill us in the long run. Try it. You don't have to like it. Don't deny it till you try it and apply it. That's what I always tell people. If it doesn't work for you, then try something else. But eating less and living more, yes, less animals. A little bit more raw, a little bit more fruit, a little bit less alcohol, cigarettes, a little bit less prescription drugs.
And more green.
More green, just getting more green in there.
Very important. And the exercise. Now, what else do you do other than skate?
Oh, my God. I do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I dance. I sing karaoke. I walk. I ride the bike. I walk in the sand. I swim. I try to move my body an hour every day. Exercise is a great use of your time. It promotes self-esteem and well-being. You don't only feel good after a good workout, you feel better about yourself.
That's right. Anytime you feel down, exercise is the best pick-me-upper.
It's a personal triumph over laziness and procrastination, and it's a great use of your time. It's
mm-hmm.
an investment in excellence. And increasing your exercise may decrease your appetite. It lowers your apostat. So when I was first starting to lose weight, I would walk. When I needed to quit smoking, I would walk, and I'd say, okay, tomorrow you're going to walk a little further, then a little further, and I'd have one less cigarette, and then I'd walk a little further, and then I'd have one less cigarette. So it actually helped me quit smoking. See, people, they fail to stick to an exercise program because of one thing, they get bored. That's why I suggest doing different exercises to create shape. Like, every day I do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see I'm passionate about this.
Yes.
Almost more so than what I eat. I really believe, and it also relieves depression and compulsivity. Like, I used to be a compulsive overeater. I would just sit on the couch. Well, it used to be. I can eat anything compulsively. I could eat a bag of carrots,
mm-hmm.
sunflower seeds, and say, oh, the world's healthy. But it's not just what you eat. It's how much you eat and the frame of mind you're eating in. So You know, raw food is not an excuse to compulsively overeat or to overeat. That's why in my very important tea here, we forgot. In my book, I have a food plan called my Raw Truth to the Fountain of Youth Food for Life Plan. How much should I eat? You know, how many cherimoyas? One. How many guavas? One. Mm. How many plums do I eat? How many figs? I mean, how much avocado? Maybe a quarter, not a half, not a whole. 2 tablespoons of Tocotrinos. 2 ounces of dehydrated crackers. See, people don't notice. They go, really? You mean I can't eat the whole bag of cashews?
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
A tablespoon of cacao. 1 slice of sprouted raw bread. Or 1/2 cup of millet, buckwheat, or sprouted quinoa. You know what I'm saying? So it's how tall are you? How much exercise are you doing today determines how much you're going to eat. Are you a man or a woman? Are you thin? Are you heavy? You know, what are you doing in your life? Are you sitting on the couch all day? Are you knitting? So we need to eat according to how much output as well.
Yeah, there's so many basic things that people, almost like a meditation or a prayer, can say over and over to themselves until they get it. Just like being mindful about what you put in your mouth and chew your food slowly.
Yeah, chew your liquids, drink your solids, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it takes, you'll enjoy the food, it'll take longer to eat it, and then you end up eating less because you feel full faster.
Yes, I always find myself, you know, wolfing things down in a hurry. I want to get it over with. I want to hurry up and get to the next thing. Like, I want to hurry up, can I get a quick night's sleep? I mean, how do you get a quick night's sleep? You don't do anything quick. There is no such thing as a quick minute. A minute is 60 seconds. It's 24 hours in a day, 30 days in a month, and 365 days in a year. That's what's so. What's so is chewing, swallowing, enjoying your food. Eating is a meditation. I need to take the time. I find also that if I listen to the radio, read, write, talk on the phone while I'm eating, then the experience never happens.
Yep.
And I want to just eat more because I didn't really experience it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I find myself getting up for seconds or more because I really didn't have it. I can't eat standing up. I have to make sure I'm sitting down. My plates are pretty. I'm eating what I like and not what I think I should eat. There's nothing like diet food. I mean, I can't stand cottage cheese, Melba toast, and half a melon anymore because I lived on that food. Popcorn and rice cakes, air food, cabbage.
I want to highlight the pretty plates because I really think it's important to sit down, make the food look appetizing and present it nicely and make it always a celebration that you're rewarding yourself with good nutrition and healthy food, and it should look good.
Right. Remember we said food is life. We can't survive without it. You can go 30 days without water, my dad did, and without food. But after that, you're eventually going to die. So you have to eat to live.
He went 30 days without water?
Well, he was dying from Alzheimer's, and I was by his side the whole time. So we put him on this, and they actually take the water and the food away.
Mm.
And my dad was going like, it was 28, 29 days. I said, how does this man survive? I called the news to say,
wow,
you know, my dad is still going. I don't get it. And they said because his fat cells had so much water in it from eating a healthy diet all his life, that it was taking longer.
Wow.
You know, I didn't want him to suffer, so I thought this poor man is suffering, but he never looked better. You know why? There was no animals, there was no preservatives, there was no chemicals in his diet. He was cleansing.
Yeah.
He never looked better. He actually died with a smile on his face. His weight was down, and he went in a breath. He took one breath, and he went. And I thought, what a peaceful way to go. And it taught me something about fasting and letting go of chemicals and drugs. And they stopped the, what did they give them, that drip, that heroin drip? I had everything stopped.
Morphine drip?
Morphine.
Yeah.
No poking, no prodding, no drugs. I want my dad to go naturally. And he died in a natural state.
Mm.
You know, I love the quote. I put this quote in my book of Goth. I don't know if I pronounce this right. Goth. He once said, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. You know, that the chance to draw back is always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. So we really have to commit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. You know how you make those plans? Midday, you're eating chocolate and cookies. The moment we definitely commit oneself then providence moves in, and all sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah, and a whole stream of events and issues from the decision raising, okay, for today, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to be loving, I'm going to give up that cigarette. Then everything unforeseen, all these events, meetings, people, places, things, miracles, coincidences, synchronicity, it comes in to help us. I found Louise Hay, I found Shakti, I found Joel. I became willing. I couldn't believe it. Action breeds action. Motivation breeds motivation.
Very, very inspiring. I wanted to just mention, we only have a few minutes left, but first I wanted to say that I did see you on Broadway in The Marriage of Figaro.
No way.
I did.
Why'd you wait till now to tell me that? I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Did you see me fly off the swing?
I did. It was Well, you know, I told you I grew up in New York, and I've been into Broadway and musical theater myself, and I've certainly seen a lot of theater. And I wasn't living in New York at the time. I was living in California, but I came back, and that was one of the shows that I had to see, and it left an impression on me. Number one, I wasn't used to seeing anyone skate on stage.
I love that. I worked with Christopher Reeve, actually, and he said to me every day, Debbie, I don't know how you do it, but every day you show up, you fly off that swing and into the blackout, and he was always there waiting for me. And he was a help into health as well.
Mm.
And whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it, because boldness has genius, power, and magic in it, Aaron. I really believe our audience, please, check out my website, skategreat.com, and if you want to see me skating in L.A. Story, that's another one I did with Steve Martin.
Oh, right.
Actually taught him to skate for that.
Wow.
So come on, everybody. Let's get on that rock and roll road of happy bliss, and if you don't believe in miracles, come and be one. Bless you, eat less, live more, and the less you carry around, the longer you are around.
You've got so many of them.
I love you. There's a
lot of great videos of you on YouTube as well.
Oh, thank you. I'll put more up, too, as we go.
And the website is debbiemerrillshow.com. I want to spell that DEBBIEMERRILL.
Yes.
SHOW.com.
And you can give out the 800 number if you like. It's 888-866-6121. 888-866-6121, because I know the older generation, like me, doesn't like to be in front of a box sitting all day with using my fingers, staring at a screen. I like to be out in the world. So I still use the old telephone and the fax.
And the book, The Raw Truth, The Fountain of Youth, if people want to get that, how do they do that?
They can get it online. They can call me. Or I'm also appearing in a lot of Whole Foods in Southern California and natural foods markets. And where I'm selling the book this week, if you're in California, I'm going to be at Irwan Natural Foods Market on Thursday for a raw lecture, demo, and book signing.
Mm.
But you can definitely check out my website. And have a shot of wheatgrass today, folks. It'll put some raw in your draw and some zip in your trip and some whip in your dip. Karen, I love you. I'll come back anytime. And when you come to L.A., I can't believe you're from Yonkers. See what synchronicity does?
Yes, I know. And I started reading that. It was hysterical.
Open your mind. Open your heart. Close
now,
your mouth and
you
open
don't
your
talk
heart.
Like you're from Yonkers.
Well, I've been in L.A. for 20 years. Plus, I've traveled the world with, ice skating shows. I've been all over Saudi Arabia, Brazil, Trinidad, Tobago. So my accent, I picked up a little bit from everywhere. But I can sound like Yonkers if you want.
There we go. That's my friend Debbie from Yonkers.
I'm with you, man. Can you give me some coffee? Forget about it. Cast me in your next movie, Pacino. And Oprah, if you're listening, let us be the women that empower this country to eat more raw, because that's another Mother Nature's law.
Oh, please.
Bill, Obama, let's get it out there. You celebrities, let's spread the message, not the mess. We need to get America healthy again. We need to get the world healthy again. And it starts and begins with us. So make your good choices, what you put in your mouth and your children's mouth, because it's for our environment, the animals, and generations to come. I don't have children, but what am I going to leave for the planet? I'm going to leave my book, my Learn to Skate video, which they can also get. I have a Learn to Skate video on my website. They can get the book and the video. But I left that, and I want to leave something for generations to come. And this is what's worked for me for 29 years. To give me a fit body, a healthy mind, a happy spirit, and be here today and be alive. and be over the hill and be talking about this.
Debbie, you were such an inspiration. And if people don't feel the energy that's oozing through in this show from her, from all of that great nutrition and great attitude, just take one little step to a better place. It's not difficult.
Right here, right now, that's where you are. That's where your feet are. That's where your higher spirit is. That's where we need to begin. Be a source for global health, wealth, and knowledge. You know, misery and poor health is a choice and a decision we make. You can choose great health. It's just a choice. It's like vanilla or chocolate.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great way to end. It's really up to ourselves. It's a choice. We haven't been made a certain way. Life is not rigid. Our bodies are so forgiving. We can turn so many things around with a choice.
Yes, Karen, and in my book I have a whole chapter on perfectionism, and that killed me. You can't do it perfectly. You just do it imperfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Do it the best way you can do it until you can do it the way you want to do it, but do it.
Well, you know, if we're perfect, there's really nothing to live for. I think we're here to learn and grow and improve and keep working.
No, and we're living in the most powerful time the world has ever seen. Everything's at our fingertips. You got 1,000 raw crackers, 52 million books, lecturers, speeches. Now just get out there and saturate yourself. When I first went raw, I had to make my own crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to make all this
yes.
stuff, but now it's all there for you. Transition your behaviors towards a healthier lifestyle. When? Now. It's the only time you've got. It's the now.
Whew, okay.
Live in the now. I love you. Bless
love you,
you,
too. Thank you, Debbie.
The only person you can change is you.
You're fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Go
like
to her website,
DebbieMerrillShow.com.
And get the
be
book.
Be a miracle.
And get well.
We love you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Come and be a miracle.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food. And join me next week. We'll be talking to the founder of, one of the co-founders of the Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary, Jenny Brown. I'm really looking forward to that. She's done a lot of wonderful things with animals. Thank you, and have a delicious week. Bye.
Yum, yum, yum.
Bye-bye.